Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Karam Injury Lawyer Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I gave Seth a project for today. I didn't give it to him, but I think I can see the wheels spinning now. We got on a tangent during the break where we were talking about KD cooking Emmanuel Acho, which then sent us to Emmanuel Acho's wiki page to see if they crossed over at the University of Texas at all with each other. Maybe it was playful banter. Who knows? And then I start reading Emmanuel Acho's wiki page. He played for the Eagles. He actually replaced D'Amico Ryans in 2014 when D'Amico suffered his season-ending injury here at NRG Stadium for the second time. Yeah. And that led to us talking about D'Amico suing somebody, whether it's NRG or the Texans, or just sued everybody to see what would happen. You know, you cast that wide net. And then that led to Seth saying, I got to find somebody to sue.
Yeah, yeah. Seems like easy money. Yeah. You know, I'm sure there's somebody in my life who's wronged me to the point where, oh, I know.
Yeah.
Thank you. This is meant to be. Scott Boras. We're going to sue Scott Boras for emotional damage.
Mental anguish and emotional damage. Yes.
He's harassing us. He's harassing us.
Yeah.
By going after Jeremy Pena. I know. I have no ill will in my heart towards Jeremy Pena, but Jeremy Pena retains Scott Boras. And it's at that point, it's almost like, you know, better get to work drafting my will. Like, I'm going to be dead soon.
Yep.
Yeah. This is Scott Boras. I'm going after Scott Boras.
Anguish, emotional damage, mental health issues that this is going to cause.
It's hard for me to do my job with this looming over me.
Yeah, then affects me. So then I'm going to sue Scott Boras as well. This might turn into a class action lawsuit before it's all said and done.
Listen, hey Sean, just between you and me, let's be realistic. We don't need this to go to court. He's got enough in the coffers to just pay to make this go away.
That's true.
We're just looking for don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
But we'll settle real quick.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah. Let's just rattle.
Nobody tell Scott Boras's attorneys that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't.
We'll settle. No, Colin, we will cave immediately.
Colin's part of the problem right now, playing Law and Order. No,
we're going to have to kill people. Anybody that heard this, we're going to have to kill them.
Yeah, we don't want to go to court. We just want to rattle his cage a little bit. That's all.
Yeah. No witnesses.
No, we just want to saber rattle a little bit. Yeah, yeah. For those of you who are wondering what the hell we're talking about, Jeremy Pena hired Scott Boras yesterday, or at least it was reported yesterday that he's hired Scott Boras to be his representation. If this feels familiar, it was about a few months into his reign of terror last year as a starting pitcher that Hunter Brown decided to switch his representation over to Scott Boras. After the best 3 months of his young career, Hunter Brown decided to go get Scott Boras as his agent. Jeremy Pena, similarly, has easily had the best multiple-month run of his career. He had a great month, obviously, back in the postseason of 2022. But as far as the regular season goes, consistently showing that he can be an upper-level player at a premium position on both sides of the baseball, offense and defense. This has been Jeremy Pena's best run by far of his career, and it looks sustainable. He certainly feels, Seth, that it's sustainable because he just hired Scott Boras yesterday. Super agent Scott Boras, whose preference, it seems, is to, instead of giving hometown deals or going and getting hometown deals, Scott Boras, I think, likes to recommend at least to his guys, like, hey, why don't you dip your toe in the water of free agency?
So this is immediately the first thing that I always say and many others say is, hey, everybody, calm down a little bit. Altuve has twice extended his contract with the Astros as a Scott Boras agent. Hey, and also Lance McCullers extended his contract. And then I realized Boras screwed us again. Even when guys are signing extensions, Boras works for the client.
Yeah.
So if a player wants to get the most money possible and do whatever it takes, then Scott Boras just does the best job of it and gets these guys deals. Even when guys like Carlos Correa have extreme injury questions, he still gets an incredible player-friendly deal up in the Twin Cities. So it's more of an indication that, like, okay, the rubber meets the road here. Jeremy Pena is not going to mess around and given the way the Astros operate, if Pena keeps playing the way he has been this year, he's not long for this city.
Yeah.
He's got 2 years of control after this, and then he'll probably be out of here.
Yeah.
Now, I'd say 85% chance, at least, if he continues to play like this, he's not going to be an Astro for more than 2 years after
this. Well, I mean, unless the Astros want to play ball. You know, unless the Astros finally change their behavior and say, okay, I'm guessing, you know, I probably should have looked up Pena's age before we did this, because that factors in, I think. You know, Jeremy Pena went to college, so he came up. He didn't come up as a 20-year-old or anything like that. Jeremy Pena right now is 27 years old. He turns 28 in September, so he's going to be 30 when he hits free agency. He's going to be looking to get paid. This is going to be his big first bite at the apple when free agency hits in a couple of years.
It's kind of like with, you know, guys that went to college, like George Springer.
Yeah, Springer's the one.
They've got that one shot when they're relatively old by the time they get to free agency.
Yeah.
You know, not old by baseball standards, but that's his one big shot, so I think it's likely. I don't know. I've gotten pretty good at just trying to compartmentalize here and not think about these things until the year before their contract. I've barely even thought about Framber Valdez's contract.
Yeah.
And we know what's likely to happen with that.
Yeah.
I mean, Bregman signed an extension and then afterwards thought, oh, nope, I got to go get Scott Boras.
Well,
he signed an extension when Scott Boras wasn't his agent.
He signed one of those deals that are extremely team friendly, where they buy out all his arbitration years. And so Bregman was probably, for the first couple years of it, extremely underpaid when he was an MVP candidate, right? He's hitting 40 bombs. And then I would say he was appropriately paid for a lot of those years when he was injured, you know. But ultimately, yes, Bregman hires Boras because Bregman knows, look, if I get these injuries figured out, I know that I'm a player who can, and he was right. I mean, he hit the market and got an incredibly, incredibly player-friendly deal from the Red Sox. He got three years, $120 million, and with opt-outs after each year. So if I'm just looking, Seth, at Pena, and I'll throw Hunter Brown in here too, because they're almost identical timelines and thought processes. Both of them came up in 2022. Both of them have, were up and down for a couple of years to varying degrees. And now they're both among the best players at their position. They both hired Scott Boras within months after realizing, like, all right, I've kind of figured this thing out and I'm going to be worth a lot of money. If I'm just looking, you're absolutely right. 85%, I think, undershoots it. Like, you're looking at just this behavior. Like, they're going to hit free agency. Whether they remain Astros is going to be up to whether or not the Astros want to play ball. But if these guys keep playing the way they are, Pena and Hunter Brown, for the next couple of years, they're gonna be out of the Astros' price range.
I think if you look at George Springer, I mean, he was 1 year older when he hit free agency than Jeremy Pena would be.
31. Yep.
That's one that, given the way that it's gone for Springer, I mean, his very best years were in 2019 and 2020.
Yeah.
And it ended up working out that, all right, he hasn't been the same player since. He had one, his first year with Toronto, he was pretty close to what he had done the previous 2 years, but really hasn't been the same guy since that. And this is one where, because he's older, because Pena's older, looking at it 6 years down the line, maybe it was much ado about nothing and that it was the right thing for the Astros to let him go. But obviously there's the other side of that too, when guys just continue to play great.
Yeah. Well, and I think you go back and look, I'll go back to Gerrit Cole after the 2019 season. I don't know that there's and Gerrit Cole's won a Cy Young, but I don't know that there's a single guy who got a contract, the contract that they got, that Astro fans would have wanted Jim Crane to give them. Like, Gerrit Cole got an 8-year contract where he's making $30+ million a year. He's getting Tommy John surgery. You know, like, he's got elbow issues now. Granted, he won a Cy Young. That's probably the closest one to, like, okay, I could see paying that. But George Springer, 6 years, $150 million, that's not been a good deal for Toronto. Carlos Correa, the deals that he's had with Minnesota, those have not been good deals for Minnesota. Carlos Correa has not been good this year. Justin Verlander's contract when he left in 2022.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Was bad enough to where, yeah, the Astros traded to get him back, but only if the Mets paid for half of it. And I would argue that even at half of it, it wasn't a great deal the second year that JV was back here because of the injuries. Bregman's now hurt on this $40 million a year contract. Yeah. And you've got Paredes playing at about a tenth of what Bregman is making right now. Like, we have sentimental feelings for all of these guys. In the moment, yeah, it would have been great to have all of them back. Really, none of those contracts have worked out that great, if at all, for the teams these guys went to.
That's a, you know what, I'm feeling better and better about this all the time.
Yeah.
Now, as you walk through that, and it's, I mean, the height of irony is that, oh no, Carlos Correa is leaving, and now here we are, oh no, Jeremy Peña might leave.
And like, that's the issue.
The replacement for Carlos Correa.
And that's the bigger issue, Seth, and that's the pain that I feel with this. It isn't that, oh, Peña might leave someday. It's, all right, who are the replacements for these guys? The Astros, yeah, had replacements queued up for all these other guys. Who are the replacements for all these guys? I don't know. I mean, they keep finding guys in the minor leagues to piece this thing together, well, and they're making some good deals,
yeah,
you know?
I mean, that's why Dana Brown is here, was,
yeah,
the you could see just exactly what your pipeline looked like, and it wasn't the fertile ground that the Astros once had. I mean, they were spoiled for, yeah, years and years and years. That's over the course of the next couple of years, continuing to bolster that pipeline is really the key to it.
Yeah.
So,
It's not an imminent issue in terms of the use that phrase, keeping the window open. The only guys of the core guys that are up for that are free agents after this year, really the only one is Fromber. And then after 2026, the only ones are Lance McCullers and Brian Abreu. Jeremy Peña, Christian Javier, when he comes back, Christian Walker, Isak Paredes, Jake Myers. They're all under contract through 2027, so for at least two more years after this. Yordan Alvarez, Yiner Diaz, Hunter Brown, Josh Hader, they're all under contract through 2028. Jose Altuve is under contract through 2029, and he'll be 39 at that point. We'll be throwing retirement parties for Jose Altuve. But like the most important 10 or 12 guys on the team, the only one that's leaving after this year is Framber Valdez. Like there's still a couple years of fun left, but Dana, the pressure is on. It's a great point by you, Seth. The pressure is on Dana Brown to get this minor league system stacked back up pretty quickly if you want to keep this thing moving.
And I love the way Dana Brown framed it with the Kyle Tucker trade, which was how many years of control do you have? They, yeah, traded 1 year of control for, what is it, 11 years of control?
It was 14 with Wisniewski, Paredes, and Cam, yeah, Smith. Yeah.
So, I mean, that is a great way to look at it. Yeah. Like, okay, how much quality we can get for wins above replacement right now and everything else. You look at how many wins above replacement are you going to get over the course of those 12 years of control compared, yep, to whatever you're going to pay for Kyle Tucker.
That's exactly right.
It's the hard part about being a fan versus being a general manager is that sometimes the things that make the absolute most sense just don't feel good.
Dana, stop making
me eat my vegetables, Dana. I don't like it. And Dana's like, you'll thank me when you're 70 years old and you don't have cancer. Like, I'm going to live fast and die young.
Pain,
Dana, don't you know me?
Yeah. Peña might be one that stings, though. Like there was no emotional attachment to Gerrit Cole. There was extreme emotional attachment to George Springer.
Yeah.
There was a complicated emotional attachment to Carlos Correa, I would say, but it was largely positive, and he left on a high note. He was great his final year here. I think there was an emotional attachment to Verlander that was maybe a little different than the guys that were brought up through the farm, but people love Verlander. Big emotional attachment to Bregman. Yeah. I think there's going to be a huge emotional attachment to Jeremy Peña when the time comes.
Jeremy Peña, and there's so many similarities to Springer, just in terms of different personalities and everything, but total hustle guys. They're just,
oh, yeah,
everything. Hey, watch Jeremy Peña run to first.
Yeah.
Watch the way Jeremy Peña approaches his business. Went to college, played college baseball in the Northeast, which,
yeah,
I feel is just, people would not appreciate what a miserable experience that is. There's a toughness about it because of that.
Yeah.
You're playing baseball when it's 41 degrees out and there's still snow on the ground.
Yeah, Springer, yeah, went to UConn, Peña went to Maine. And
yeah,
it's a great similarity. It's a great comparison too, Seth, because Springer and Peña were both guys who were kind of undersized. That's why they went,
yeah,
to UConn and Maine to play baseball and not LSU probably.
Right.
They were, but like Springer We had Springer on the show one time on the afternoon show, and he said that if you looked at a picture of him in high school, like he looked like Sammy, my son, freshman year. Sammy was not even 5 feet tall. Like he's 6 feet tall. He was a little guy, but so was Pena, and so was Pena, and so was Springer. My favorite Pena story was from that one, his rookie year when he first got called up, and the Athletic did a long form article on him, and they talked to two of the coaches who were walking around spring training that first year that Pena came back after getting into a big weightlifting program in the offseason. Yeah. And one of the coaches says to the other one, "That guy looks like a yoked up Jeremy Pena." And the other coach is like, that is Jeremy Pena. Yeah.
You know who's going to be a lot bigger 5 years from now is Cam Smith. You look at him and you can just see he's not as lanky as young George Springer was, but he's still got room to put on his man weight.
Yeah,
that's what's so much fun to think about with him. And I feel like unlike Kyle Tucker, he'll actually work at it. I have no idea if Kyle Tucker ever touched a weight in his life, but he didn't look like it. Yeah. I feel like Cam Smith will.
No, yes. I do too. Yeah, I'm with you on that. All right, headlines. Let's get to them here. If you want to text in 713-572-4610, the number to do that. Day after the Durant trade, the Astros are playing baseball this week. Two big series coming up, and we got a little bit of news as to how they're handling one of them come Friday. We'll get to all of that coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.